Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development in the field of dental education has just taken place, with the Government of India formally constituting the National Dental Commission, replacing the dissolved Dental Council of India. This change is expected to have far-reaching implications for the dental profession in India. The National Dental Commission, or NDC, has been established under the National Dental Commission Act, 2023, which repeals the Dentists Act, 1948. Dr. Sanjay Tiwari has been appointed as the chairperson of the NDC, while Dr. Mousmi Goswami will serve as a part-time member. The NDC will have three autonomous bodies, the Undergraduate and Postgraduate Dental Education Board, the Dental Assessment and Rating Board, and the Ethics and Dental Registration Board. These bodies will oversee various aspects of dental education, institutional accreditation, and professional conduct. The NDC's mandate is to frame regulations for dental education, conduct institutional rating and assessment, evaluate human resource needs, promote dental research, regulate fees in private dental colleges, and establish standards for community dental care. This mirrors the National Medical Commission, which replaced the Medical Council of India in 2020, with the aim of improving transparency, reducing corruption, and modernizing professional regulation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Dental Commission replaces the Dental Council of India, which was dissolved on 19th March 2026. The Dentists Act, 1948, has been repealed, and the National Dental Commission Act, 2023, is now in effect. Dr. Sanjay Tiwari is the chairperson of the NDC, and there are three autonomous boards, the Education Board, the Assessment and Rating Board, and the Ethics and Registration Board. Moving on to another significant development, Tamil Nadu has emerged as the leading state in India in terms of textile exports, with a total export value of $7,997.17 million in the financial year 2024-25. This accounts for 21.84% of India's total textile exports, which stood at $36,610 million. The state's strong industrial capacity, improved supply chains, and policy support have contributed to this growth. Tamil Nadu's textile exports have grown by 29% over the past 4 years, from $6,193 million in 2020-21 to $7,997 million in 2024-25. The state's knitwear capital, Tiruppur, is a major hub for textile exports, and the state's efficient port logistics and skilled workforce have also played a crucial role in its success. Now, let us turn to the issue of methane superemitters. A recent satellite-based study has identified over 4,400 methane plumes across nearly 2,500 oil and gas facilities worldwide. The study, conducted by Ookla's Stop Methane Project using carbon mapper data, found that Turkmenistan hosts approximately 15 of the 25 highest-emitting oil and gas sites globally. Other hotspots include Iran, Venezuela, Texas in the USA, and Sindh in Pakistan. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, with a heat-trapping potency 28 times more than carbon dioxide over a century, and 86 times more over 20 years. It has a relatively short atmospheric lifespan of around 12 years, but it is responsible for nearly 30% of global warming since the Industrial Revolution. The root causes of methane emissions include equipment leaks, flaring inefficiencies, and poor infrastructure maintenance. In the context of India, the Ghazipur landfill in Delhi has recorded extreme methane events exceeding 400 tons per hour. However, India has not signed the Global Methane Pledge, which aims to reduce methane emissions by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030, citing concerns over its large agricultural sector. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The study on methane superemitters was conducted by UCLA's Stop Methane Project using Carbon Mapper satellite data. There are over 4,400 methane plumes across nearly 2,500 oil and gas facilities worldwide. Turkmenistan hosts approximately 15 of the 25 highest emitting oil and gas sites globally. Methane is 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a century and 86 times more over 20 years. Its atmospheric lifespan is around 12 years, and it is responsible for nearly 30% of global warming since the Industrial Revolution. Moving on to another important topic, outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease in London and New York City have raised global concerns about urban water safety. Legionnaires' disease is a severe form of pneumonia caused by the Legionella pneumophila bacterium, which can be found in contaminated water droplets or aerosols from cooling towers, HVAC systems, fountains, and plumbing. The disease is not contagious, but it can be deadly, with a mortality rate of approximately 5 to 10%. The incubation period is between 2 to 14 days, and symptoms include high fever, cough, breathlessness, muscle pain, and confusion. Vulnerable individuals, such as the elderly, smokers, and those with compromised immune systems, are at higher risk of contracting the disease. In India, sporadic cases of Legionnaires' disease have been reported, but large outbreaks are rare, possibly due to underdiagnosis. High-risk facilities, such as hospitals, hotels, and large residential complexes with centralized water and AC systems, need to take precautions to prevent the spread of the disease. Now, let us turn to the topic of solar energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has announced the approved list of models and manufacturers, or ALMM, for solar ingots and wafers, effective from June 2028. The ALMM list will only be published if at least 3 independent wafer manufacturing units exist with a combined capacity of at least 15 gigawatts. Companies applying for the wafer list must also have matching ingot manufacturing capacity. The ALMM is a crucial initiative for India's solar manufacturing self-reliance push under the Production Linked Incentive Scheme for solar PV modules. It aims to reduce dependence on Chinese imports by mandating the use of domestically manufactured components. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ALMM list for solar ingots and wafers will be effective from June 2028. The threshold for publication is a minimum of 3 units with a combined capacity of 15 gigawatts. The current ALMM module capacity is over 173 gigawatts. The ALMM is part of India's solar self-reliance push under the Production Linked Incentive Scheme for solar PV modules. Moving on to another topic, the Chapchar Kut Festival, celebrated in Mizoram, showcases the state's rich cultural heritage. The festival is a significant event in the state's calendar, celebrated after the June, or shifting cultivation, season. The primary dance performed during the festival is the Chero, or bamboo dance, which is performed with pairs of bamboo poles tapped rhythmically on the ground. The festival promotes respect for elders, community service, mutual support, social harmony, gratitude, and connection with nature. It is an important part of Mizoram's cultural identity and is celebrated with great fervor and enthusiasm. Now, let us turn to the topic of yoga. The Ministry of Ayush has introduced a 5-minute in-flight yoga routine developed by the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. The routine includes centering techniques, joint movements, seated spinal twists, and breathing exercises, and aims to address stiffness, fatigue, poor circulation, and increased stress during long flights. The routine is designed to be simple and easy to follow, requiring no special equipment. It is a significant initiative to promote yoga and wellness, particularly among travelers. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The in-flight yoga routine was launched by the Ministry of Ayush. The routine was developed by the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. The routine includes centering techniques, joint movements, seated spinal twists, and breathing exercises. The routine aims to address stiffness, fatigue, poor circulation, and increased stress during long flights. Moving on to another topic, the Blue Voice app, launched by Pondicherry University, aims to improve safety and disaster preparedness for coastal fishing communities. The app provides real-time, location-specific weather updates and alerts for storms, wind patterns, and sea conditions. It also allows fishers to share their experiential and traditional knowledge, which is integrated with modern weather data. The app is designed to be user-friendly, even for those with limited digital literacy, and addresses language barriers. It is a significant initiative to support the fishing community and promote disaster preparedness. Now, let us turn to the topic of earthquakes. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake struck the South Shetland Islands near Antarctica, with no tsunami threat reported. The South Shetland Islands are a remote archipelago formed through volcanic activity, with some islands remaining volcanically active. The islands are covered by over 80% permanent ice and have no permanent human population. The earthquake is a significant event, highlighting the geological activity in the region. The South Shetland Islands are an important location for scientific research, with multiple countries operating seasonal research stations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The earthquake struck the South Shetland Islands near Antarctica. The magnitude of the earthquake was 6.7. The South Shetland Islands are a remote archipelago formed through volcanic activity. The islands are covered by over 80% permanent ice and have no permanent human population. Moving on to another topic, the government of Maharashtra has signed a reform-linked memorandum of understanding with the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti, under the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0. The MoU aims to improve rural water supply and sanitation in the state, with a focus on community participation and transparency. The Jal Jeevan Mission, launched in 2019, aims to provide functional household tap connections to every rural household by 2024. The mission has made significant progress, with over 80% of rural households now having tap water connections. Now, let us turn to the topic of the Irula tribe, a particularly vulnerable tribal group in Tamil Nadu. The Irula people are one of India's oldest indigenous communities, traditionally skilled in hunting, herbal medicine, and snake catching. They speak the Irula language, which is related to Tamil and Kannada. The Irula tribe is known for its contribution to the production of anti-snake venom serum, with the Irula Snake Catchers Industrial Cooperative Society supplying over 80% of the venom used in India. The tribe's primary deity is Kanyamma, associated with the cobra, and their important festival is Masi Magam. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Irula tribe is a particularly vulnerable tribal group in Tamil Nadu. The Irula people are one of India's oldest indigenous communities. They speak the Irula language, which is related to Tamil and Kannada. The Irula tribe is known for its contribution to the production of anti-snake venom serum. Moving on to another topic, a recent fossil discovery in Mongolia's Gobi Desert has shed new light on the evolution of early mammals. The fossil, named Ravja Ishii, is a new species of early Eutherian mammal that lived approximately 90 million years ago. The discovery expands our understanding of early mammalian evolution and diversification during the age of dinosaurs. The fossil was recovered in 2019 from the Bainshiri Formation in the Ukha Tolgod region of the Gobi Desert. It is a significant find, providing insights into the evolution of mammals during the Cretaceous period. Now, let us turn to the topic of persons in news. Lionel Messi, the renowned footballer, has scored his 900th official career goal, becoming the second male player to achieve this milestone after Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi achieved this feat playing for Inter Miami CF in a 1-1 draw against Nashville SC in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. In other news, Jeff Webb, the founder of the Universal Cheerleaders Association, has passed away at the age of 75. Webb was a pioneer in the sport of cheerleading, transforming it into a structured competitive sport. Chuck Norris, the American martial arts champion and action film star, has also passed away at the age of 86. Norris was a legendary figure in the world of martial arts and entertainment, known for his iconic TV series Walker, Texas Ranger, and his impressive martial arts skills. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Lionel Messi has scored his 900th official career goal. Messi is the second male player to achieve this milestone after Cristiano Ronaldo. Jeff Webb, the founder of the Universal Cheerleaders Association, has passed away at the age of 75. Chuck Norris, the American martial arts champion and action film star, has passed away at the age of 86. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics covered today, including the National Dental Commission, methane superemitters, Legionnaires' disease, and the Jal Jeevan Mission, are all relevant to the UPSC syllabus. The prelims and mains exams will test your knowledge of these topics, as well as your ability to analyze and think critically. In conclusion, the developments covered today highlight the importance of staying up to date with current events and their relevance to the UPSC syllabus. As you prepare for the exams, remember to focus on the key facts and numbers and practice analyzing and thinking critically about the topics. With dedication and hard work, you can achieve success in the UPSC exams and become a part of the esteemed civil services.